Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on a Monday, and Brady Beaton is still here. We'll shift gears from the Lions to hockey now and talk about the Prowlers. Jeremy Skiba also joins us. He was there firsthand this past weekend in Watertown, so I'll start with you, Jeremy. A couple of losses, and based on the scores, it really doesn't sound like the Prowlers had a fun weekend.
No, I mean, compared to opening weekend in Danbury, really, just right after the Matt Graham goal in the third period on Friday night, put the Prowlers up 4-3. Right after that, just a complete meltdown, really, just for the whole weekend. A lot of neutral zone, not good plays made there. Watertown really used the cross-ice pass effectively in that neutral zone. A lot of time it was the left winger, whether it be King or Desjardins, just bringing it up straight up through the along the left wing boards, and that just happened all night. Four unanswered goals Friday night after Matt Graham's goal in about 7 minutes. So yeah, definitely not a fun weekend for the Prowlers. And then Saturday night, just right off the bat, they came out flat. Nothing really changed in Watertown's game, and they came away with a 5-1 win.
A young lineup, at least based on the names that I saw scoring goals for, you mentioned Matt Graham. But after that, everybody else, a young player that scored this weekend. So did that have something to do with it, just maybe a little inexperience?
Yeah, maybe. Both goaltenders in net, sort of they looked a bit different. Ville Kakkola, after the first period Friday night, he had his first start. You know, he made 15 saves in the first period, and after that, you know, it was a lot of point shots from Watertown, but after that, they got him moving his feet, being a little bit more mobile. They changed that way in the offensive zone. Chris Paulin had a good night. He made 43 saves Saturday night. But yeah, I think, you know, neutral zone play, you know, that was like the big takeaway from this. Yeah, a lot of young guys, you know, getting their feet wet in this league. So yeah, I would say so. You know, they're still getting used to the league. Danbury, a team that the chemistry probably wasn't all there. So the Prowlers use that to their advantage. But Watertown, a lot more experienced guys, more experienced team, experienced head coach in this league. So yeah, I would say, you know, it was a bit tougher on the rookies this weekend, but they'll have the home opener this weekend, crowd behind them, so hopefully they'll get things going.
And maybe a few different faces the lineup, which will make a huge difference, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You have Joe Pace. He'll be back Saturday night. His last game of suspension is Friday night. Chris Lavelli, I believe he will be back. Nothing's confirmed 100% yet, as well as Jonathan Giuliano. And then, of course, Dalton Young, back on the point. He'll make his Prowlers debut as well, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm very excited to see him play.
Yeah, well, I mean, and for those that don't know, it's been a while since Dalton's played, but this was a guy getting offered a contract by the Washington Capitals, who was a star player in the OHL in Saginaw, and had a bright future. Unfortunately, things happen, now he's trying to get it back together, and I agree. If he's half the player he used to be, he'll be a really good addition. And just having a steady guy like Junior back in the lineup, and back too as a voice behind the bench,
that too,
will help too. And then Chris Levier and Jonathan Giuliano are sensational players, especially Chris Levier.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That will be a different Prowler team on home ice than what we saw on the road this weekend. But still, and I know, because Matt Graham has just walked into the studio, so you can sneak up to a mic too, Matt. Because I know you guys aren't going to be satisfied with being 2-2 right now, but I would say going out on the road for the first four games, if you'd have told me you split both weekends, that it would be pretty good. But after winning the first two games, you're probably a little disappointed you didn't get something out of Watertown.
Yeah, no, definitely. Also, in the sense that I thought we outplayed them too. I mean, they played the same style they did last year, and the way we play, we took it to them, I thought, for most of the game, and then just not capitalizing on our chances, and then some easy, dumb mistakes that we made ended up costing us too. So,
a lot of young kids this year, mixed in with some of you savvy veterans. Who stood out for you in the first four games?
Yeah, we definitely have some old guys on the team this year, I'd say for sure. Each year we get older, right? I thought Ode played really well. He surprised me. He's a guy who made the team out of training camp. And he's just kept it simple every step of the way, and he's earned himself more ice time every game. So he's been a pleasant surprise. Vartiainen. Vartiainen, yeah. I just call him Larry. He's the only guy we call by his first name. Larry's been a pleasant surprise. And then, all of them have done stuff significantly well, you know, and well enough to, you know, keep earning ice time and whatnot. So.
Yeah, but you will have some new faces. I was just talking to Jeremy about it. You will have some new faces probably for the home games this weekend.
Yeah, it's looking like Giuliano's going to be in the lineup. It's going to be Levier should be in the lineup. With that, and then Dalton Young will be in the lineup as well with us. With that, people got to come out of the lineup. So
yeah, plus Joe's coming back in Saturday night. But he'll be suspended again too, probably by the end of the first period. So somebody will get back in the lineup.
Right. Yeah. So we'll just keep someone on standby with their gear on. You know, just have their skates off and they can tie him up real quick when he gets suspended.
So you said obviously guys have to come out of the lineup when you have by Saturday four new guys coming in. Does it help to keep guys fresh for road trips so you don't get the grind of a 60-game season, or does it kind of mess up the rhythm of a player?
I guess you could say both. I mean, obviously it'd be nice to have extra guys on the road. That's what Danbury did that to us, actually, the first weekend. They have, a larger roster than us. Like, we're still only going to have an 18-man roster. We may have some local guys who can pop in, like, here and there. But they have, I think, 20 to 25 guys on their roster. And you saw after night one, they made changes and they brought in, like, four or five new bodies. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, it's beneficial for them, but it depends on what they're taking out of the lineup too, though, right? So, I mean, like, with us, if we're going to replace the guys that are in the lineup with guys who are not as skilled or not as competitive, I guess, you know, like, then we're not going to put as good of a team on the ice. I'd rather just have the 18 guys both nights.
What do you guys know about Columbus? They're coming in, actually, the next two weekends.
Familiar faces, too.
Yeah, so you're going to play these guys almost like a playoff series here four times in a row at McMorran. Friday and Saturday being the first two home games of the season. But I mean, what do we know about these guys?
They got a lot of like guys who've been around the league, I guess, for some time. MJ Graham is a guy who popped back up and now he's down there. Yanni Liarakos, he's down there. Jay Krupp. Who else?
So Ozolin's on
yeah.
Roster.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They got, they got Ozo down there too. So, they have a good group. I thought they'd have played a lot better than they did to this point. I expected them to be one of the teams that were 3-1 or 4-0, and I think they're 500 too, right?
Yeah.
1-1, 1-1.
Yeah, they've done it all. Yeah, but I expected them to be doing a lot better than they are so far, so, I mean, it'll be nice to see how we match up against them.
Oh, I hope Ozo plays. I think he'll be nice to you guys.
I do too, though, and that's part of being Ozo, though, right? Like, I mean, he's too nice to the guys he knows.
No, and by being nice, I mean after he smashes your face into the glass, he's going to smile and say, "Hey, Grammer, how you doing?"
Right. I think he's one of those guys that won't smash my face into the glass. I hope.
You hope.
Right.
Good stuff. So far around the league, Danville's off to a hot start. I kind of blew off the first weekend because it was Battle Creek, and I think they're really going to struggle. But they handled Danbury pretty easily.
They did. Yeah, they did. And then I thought Mentors played fairly well again, a series with.
Yeah, they'll fold. I'm sorry. They're the icebreakers, and I'm not letting the shark thing go.
Okay, can we ask Matt about this? Do you like Mentors' logo?
I like their logo. I don't like their team name, really. I mean, if they're like the Sharks or, like something different, maybe. But no,
Thank you.
Fins.
If they were the Mentor Tiger Sharks or something like that, then having a shark on the jersey makes sense. But they're the Mentor Icebreakers, which makes no sense then to have a shark. No shark has ever broken any ice ever in the history, and Lake Erie doesn't have sharks in it. See, you don't have anything to say. You can't argue my points because they're brilliant points based in fact and not in stupidity.
Anyway, Delaware's had a nice start.
Delaware's had a nice start, yes. Several teams have had a nice start.
What's Delaware? They're
the
a Thunder.
Oh yeah,
they're 1-3.
They're 1-3.
Yeah, but I thought they played well.
Yeah, 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 they put up goals.
The team that surprised me is Elmira because they can't score any goals.
Yeah, but they're one of those teams that they'll start getting more bodies as guys start coming down and stuff like that, and then it'll even itself out. You know, like you said about Mentor though, that doesn't surprise me that they've started well because they're going to be a hardworking team every single night, and we saw that last year. You know.
Oh, they drove us crazy last year.
Yeah, I don't like playing them.
No. We don't like going to their building either on New Year's Eve.
Right. Yeah, I don't.
I don't blame you there. All right, guys, we've got the first two home games. Besides the fact that we've got the games with Columbus this weekend, is there anything else special going on?
Around the league?
No, just with us this weekend. Oh. No, I mean, home opener this weekend. We have Casey's Kid Zone next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And that's also the dog game too. So
yeah,
Pucks and Pops, bring out your dog for $5, you know. I went to a game at Jimmy John's Field this summer, and it was a dog game, and I was like, you know, if I'll drive over an hour to take my dog somewhere, I'm sure other people will drive over an hour to bring their dog to a Prowlers game.
Yeah, so. I like that. And we need to get the word out on that a little more. I don't know if you're coming by Wednesday, but if Junior's by on Wednesday, we'll make sure that he talks a little more about that because I think that's a great promotion. Brady, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, then I'm gonna let you guys go. We're going to take a break if there's time. I'll come back and wrap things up here on the Dennis Stuckey Show in just a few minutes here on AM 1380 WPHM.